Episode 91, How to Find the Right Homeschool Curriculum for Your Family.
Welcome to the Principles in Practice podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the Principles in Practice Homeschool podcast. Thanks for joining me for this topic. Now, this is a topic that a lot of homeschool curriculum brands or school curriculum brands will write about, especially you'll see articles by homeschool bloggers trying to hone in on what the right homeschool curriculum is for your homeschool or their homeschool, or you'll hear that there isn't a perfect one out there. So let's go ahead and dive into this topic and give you some things to consider when it comes to an authentic Christian education, because there are tons of resources out there from which to choose. And oftentimes in the homeschool community, parents will use one for a little while and then they'll drop it off and then they'll pick up another one because they are constantly searching for something. But what is that something? How do they know when something is missing from what they're using or isn't really working? What is the key? Let's go ahead and dive into this with a quote by Dan Smithwick that I think is relevant to education as a whole. Dan Smithwick said, "What I think has happened to evangelical Christianity is that we've simply reduced Christianity to our category of the Pierce acronym, politics, economics, education, religion, and social issues. Evangelicalism is stuck in religion. It does not address government, economics, education, and social issues. That's the problem. That's the worldview problem in the church." So I've translated what Dan Smithwick of Nehemiah Institute said over to the homeschooling sphere. And I think that what has happened to evangelical Christian homeschoolers is that many of us have reduced Christian education to our category of religion. Because of this, many curricula tend to isolate the Bible as its own subject, or else there may be a Bible verse sprinkled here and there in another subject. And God may be mentioned here and there as well, but in general, Christian curricula doesn't teach Bible principles or how to reason from them in each subject, especially in the areas of government, economics, education, and social issues, but definitely not limited to those specific categories. I think, for instance, that the arts fall under social issues, and that has to do with the fact that arts influence culture, and culture influences art. There's just kind of like a cycle that's there. Furthermore, Nehemiah Institute has a Piers test, which tests in those categories of politics, economics, education, religion, and social issues. You can go to Nehemiah Institute and look up their Piers worldview grid to see the differences between biblical theism, moderate Christian, secular humanism, and socialism categories. And all of those are worldviews and the consequences of what one believes truly matters. We must be especially alert to the fact that the latter three are commonly weaved into curricula, even if it's unintentionally done so by an author. And that's because most authors don't have a biblical worldview in those particular categories because they haven't received an education which helps them to reason biblically in those five key areas of life. On that note, you can get your worldview checkup done by going to worldviewcheckup.org. And if you use our ambassador code AMB103, you can save 15% off your purchase. So what if your child is bored with aspects of your curriculum? Well, I currently have a few thoughts on this. For one, so what? It's actually a shame that we've come to a point in society where entertainment has captivated individuals to the point that everything has to be quote-unquote fun. As I think back to what I learned in the Bible and imagine about ancient biblical times, fun isn't mentioned in conjunction with learning. Also, this is true of the Pilgrims and the Framers. Yet their minds are full of wisdom because they were educated in the full counsel of God's Word. Secondly, it may be a homeschool workbook curriculum boredom issue, and you can go to episode 82 on conquering homeschool boredom for thoughts on that. So there's a tremendous loss for individual children and our nation when parents choose curriculum that is a workbook format. Now, why is that? Well, it's because the Bible teaches us that a pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone, after he has been fully trained, will be like his teacher. And that's from Luke 6:40. In particular, that was the NASB translation. Therefore, in order for our students to learn well, we need to be like living textbooks to them. We need to be able to reason from Scripture and teach them how to do that. Plus, they need to be producers of their own education to keep them engaged. So think of notebooks, not consumers. In that case, think of workbooks. You can see an example of notebook work in the article Notebooking versus Workbooks, Which One Unlocks Biblical Scholarship at principledacademy.com. Thirdly, as parents, we need to check our own attitudes about learning. Do we display a know-it-all attitude, or do we genuinely display a teachable spirit? Are we setting an example of not having time to learn, or are we setting an example of making learning a priority? Those questions matter because our kids read us like a book, and with each chapter, they soak in traits that become a part of themselves. So it's key to check in with ourselves and to be a good example of what furnishes our own minds regarding education. So the question arises, what if my child's learning style doesn't match up with the curriculum we choose? Again, I wonder if this is kind of a modern day trap in our thinking on education. As we consider Scripture, we see that God uses kinesthetic, auditory, and visual means of teaching. In my view, any curriculum can be easily adapted with the use of these. There's so many ideas out there, I mean, hat tip to Pinterest, that a parent can apply. It's really not an issue if a curriculum does or doesn't say, have your learning style child do this. So what are some things for us to consider when buying a curriculum? Well, especially as a Christian who is American, but God's principles do apply to all people in all nations, I think that we need to consider the goal of the curriculum. What is the end goal? What kind of a student or American does the curriculum want to produce? Also, we need to ask if it teaches the following. And this is not a comprehensive list that I have, but it is a list that I think will help you get started. Does it teach God's providential hand in the lives of men and nations? Providential history. Does it teach the Christian form of our government? That Christ is the focal point of his story? How Christ changed history? Christian character and self-government? How to reason and relate from the Bible in all subjects? Bible principles in each subject? Does it address sinful man's response to holy God? Not glossing over the faults of the founding fathers or individuals in history, but just does it address his response to holy God? And what's the cause to effect of that response? Does it have your student do notebook work? Students are producers of their learning and their own education, or at least they ought to be. Is it literature-based with quality literature? It's biblical, classical, and not rigid. Some memory work is involved with biblical, classical, but the heart is to teach children to reason from cause to effect, to think governmentally, and to think internal to external. Does it use a biblical classical philosophy and method of education, which is America's historical form of education that produced and produces Christian leaders, and it gave us our federal representative constitutional republic? Does it help parents to raise up Christians who will help restore and keep our Christian form of government, specifically beginning with the individual and the family government? Is it asking reasoning questions for your student to practice reasoning from God's principles in His Word and the application of those principles to life? You can really use any sound Christian curriculum and apply the philosophy and method of the biblical classical approach to it. However, the curriculum trinity, as I like to call it, is the ultimate mark of an authentic Christian education. And that quote-unquote curriculum trinity is the content, plus the philosophy, plus the methodology. Another question that's often asked is, does it really matter if Bible principles are taught in each subject? I think this is a great question, and yes, I believe that it does matter. For example, our oldest son absolutely loves science and outer space. Like, astronomy is his thing. So I thought for certain that he'd go into some field in science. You know, the whole follow their interest the most type of thing. But I was wrong, and I'm so glad that I pursued teaching Bible principles to him in more than just Bible, history, government, and science. Because God is actually directing him to be involved with the Christian film industry. It's pressed upon our graduate's heart to influence others for Christ through media. He does see the impact that the arts have on individuals and the shaping of a nation. And if I hadn't pursued God's direction for teaching him Bible principles and art as well, and how to reason biblically in that subject, then he may not be ready for this. So praise God for his direction. That said, I do urge you to be faithful in teaching all subjects to your students, especially with biblical principles and biblical reasoning applied. And I know that you can do it. Now, if you feel like you aren't ready for that, or that you're already overwhelmed with your schedule, some of us are working from home, we're working part-time, full-time, with two household incomes just to survive, then you can still invest in yourself at a low, cost-effective price for your family and lighten your load. You can go to Biblical Classical Community, where there are courses created by Biblical Classical Approach teachers to help you accomplish your goal of teaching your students biblical principles, application of those principles, and biblical reasoning. And then if you have a teacher heart, but not limited to the spiritual gift of teaching, but if you really have a teacher's heart and you want to be mentored in the Biblical Classical Approach for your homeschool, I've got you covered. You can join the Biblical Classical Homeschool Experience membership and community. I walk you through a deep dive in the principal approach, help you learn how to apply it to life and learning, and you'll have a wonderful community of like-minded parents to befriend. Here's what one homeschooling mom has to say about the Biblical Classical Homeschool Experience membership and community. Heather has done an incredible job creating this course and membership. I spent 2 years trying to figure out the principal approach on my own, but I still felt confused and overwhelmed. She has laid everything out step by step with such clarity. The Biblical Classical Homeschool Experience has already made such an impact on me. I am so thankful that God has called me to be a part of this and that he is equipping me to be able to give my children a truly biblical education and begin a legacy of restoration. Ashley C., homeschool mom of 7. If this sounds like a right fit for you, then join the membership and community at principledacademy.com. You can just go to the website, click on the button for courses and membership, and sign up. Thanks for joining me, and I'll talk with you in the next episode.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principledacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.